Step into the spotlight of Sans Showbiz, guiding you through the stories behind the stars with Nigel Clarkson. It all started on Britain's Got Talent, and now he's here chatting to Nige on the Sans Showbiz podcast. It's Tom Ball.
On the show then today, what a great guest we've got. We've got Tom Ball, Britain's Got Talent. Has it gone quickly since you were on the show?
Yeah. Oh, it feels like yesterday since I was on the show, but so much else has happened in that time. I've had so many more experiences of traveling the world, signing record deals, going on tours. Literally just endless fun and opportunities and experiences. But it does only feel like last week.
You've had a couple of singles out as well, and you were lucky enough to get one written by no less than Gary Barlow and Elliot Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm incredibly, incredibly lucky to have to life a beautiful song for the winter season. And it's an honour.
Were you really shocked when they said that they were going to write a song for you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I was in the studio with Elliot where he played me the song and said, do you like it? Do you want to sing it? And I was like, absolutely. It's stunning. And then he was like, by the way, I wrote it with Gary.
As you do.
To which I went, oh, yeah, I'll definitely sing it.
Wow. What an amazing start that is, isn't it? Brilliant. You've got a new album coming out as well. Is it out now? Curtain Call.
It's out on the 24th of May, but you can pre-order it right now.
Excellent. So have you added a few more tracks onto that album then? You've been busy in the recording studio.
Oh, so busy in the recording studio, but it's all wrapped up now with a nice little bow on it. I've had the opportunity to listen to it a couple of times and I'm so proud of it. It's everything and more that I hoped it would be.
So we look forward to that. Everybody will be booking it, pre-ordering it. So you're going to have a busy, busy time at the moment because you're on tour, aren't you? You're not a million miles. You came to us at Lytham St Anne's, I believe, at the Lowther Pavilion.
Yeah, that was an incredible gig. In fact, that was my last one, literally just gone. It was such a wonderful evening with amazing people, me and my band. We just walk off every single night having the best time with amazing audiences. And I'm hoping every single show for the rest of the 8 dates that we've got is just going to be the same.
But that was after you'd been to the Hippodrome. It was like from one extreme to another.
Yeah, literally. London, straight to Lytham. and then Shrewsbury and Wales and Billingham. We're licked all over the UK. It's wonderful to get to see so much of the country that I live in.
Yeah, I would notice that. It's really random, isn't it? All the places that you're visiting. You seem to be going here, there and everywhere, really. And places that I thought, well, is it right in saying that you're going to settle? Have you been there?
No, I've never been before, but I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to going there.
Yeah, it's a lovely place, it's settled. Do you get time to actually go around the area when you're actually doing a gig in an area or not?
It depends. If they're back-to-back, absolutely not. It's literally sit in the car, four-hour drive, arrive, set up, make sure you're ready and perform.
Wow.
But if I've got a day off the day after, I do try and stay in the area just to soak in the atmosphere and maybe sightsee a little bit and just see a bit of the country.
Yeah. Let's go back to how it all started then, because you used to be a teacher, is that right, in saying that?
Yeah, I was a secondary school teacher. I taught drama and music.
So all the kids were watching on the TV there when you got on Britain's Got Talent then, weren't they? Weren't they?
Yeah, oh, and I knew it. The moment I got back to school the next day, I was on break time duty, just as they were all kind of coming into school. And every single one of them stopped to say hello to me, which is the first time they've ever done that.
And you're married, of course, as well, aren't you, Tom?
Yeah, I got married in October of 2022 to my lovely NHS wife, Hannah.
So how's all that gone down, the stardom then, with your wife? Does she cope with it all?
She keeps me grounded. She keeps me grounded. The moment anything that might come across any arrogant or anything like that, she's like, Tom, pipe down. she's my absolute rock. I couldn't do what I do without her.
I've experienced that myself somewhere along the line, you know. Reality check, all right. So you went on a lovely holiday to Bali.
Oh, that was beautiful. You know, what a way to start this year, you know, with friends. I was out there with them, with my manager and, you know, really great friend Jay and his family that we've grown so close to over these last 2 years, and of course my lovely wife.
Yeah, were you treated like royalty when you got there? Because everybody would know that you were going, wouldn't they?
We had experiences while we were out there looking around at a supermarket And when I say a supermarket, it's not like a Tesco or Sainsbury's, just run of them or supermarket. They had like rides there, and it was this whole camera crew filming us. It was great. It was a really great day.
So what's your favourite venue you've been to so far then? Back to the showbiz.
Favourite is the Palladium. The Palladium, I've been fortunate to play just a couple of times. Obviously once, and a couple of times with BGT, but also once with Michael Ball himself. And it's just such a beautiful and rich, absolutely adore it.
Yeah. You've been over to America as well, I see. And how did that all go down?
That was another pinch me moment. I got invited over to, which is essentially a program that AGT run, where they invite 60 acts from all across the world, past winners and fan favorites, and bring them over to compete for the title of All-Star. And I still pinch myself to this moment, but I got the first ever group golden buzzer on that program. Put me straight through to the final, and I had the opportunity to sing three songs that I absolutely adore.
I bet that was a great time, though. How long were you actually over there for?
I did 2 weeks over there. 1 week for the first round, where I left with the golden buzzer, and then I got home, and then I went back out the week after.
Did you take your wife on these, or are you not allowed to do that?
I took my wife on the second one. I kind of had to, because I had to delay my honeymoon. So yeah. I was like, come with me to LA. So it was a fair trade-off.
That was part of the deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, if we postpone the honeymoon, she's coming.
You've got to get these things right, haven't you?
Absolutely.
So what's the future hold then for you, Tom?
Well, first of all, the album coming out, obviously, on the 24th of May. I'm really looking for questions going on about the next steps, the next tour, the potential next album, continuing to create music, write music, and perform all across the world. I'm where there's so many possibilities, and we're exploring every single one of them.
Because you're a multi-talented guy, aren't you? You like the theatre, you like singing.
Oh, I do love the theatre.
Yeah, so you can do anything really, can you?
Oh, I can't juggle. I can't juggle. I'm not great at sport either, but...
Me neither.
Cool, we're in the same boat then.
Yeah, don't ever go in a celebrity football match. Never do that, I promise
you. Oh, no, I'll show myself up.
Yeah, I did that once, and I had to get taken off at half-time. My wife and kids have never seen me as red as that, so never do that. I don't suggest it to anybody, Tom. It sounds a good idea at the beginning, you know, when you're raising all the money for charity and playing Coronation Street in a charity match. But I'd never do it again. I've got the T-shirt and I've kept it. Number 9 shirt, and that's it. So, do you write your own songs, by the way?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very blessed on the album to have 5 original songs written by me. And when I'm touring at the moment, I'm getting the opportunity to play my songs that I've written or co-written to hundreds of people or thousands of people. It's a wonderful feeling, especially when you get to sit behind the piano and play something that you only just wrote, and you think, I wonder how this is going to go down, and you play it and you get the reaction that you do, and just spurs you on, makes you feel really, really warm.
So is the piano the favorite instrument that you play?
I love the piano. I play a little bit of guitar as well, but piano, there's something so special about a piano and the sounds and the feelings you can emote from it. One of my favorites.
Is that what you always played when you were a kid?
No, I started on guitar. Well, I started singing, and then I picked up guitar, and then eventually I was like, oh, I'm at piano. I think it was at college where I started kind of transferring my guitar knowledge onto a keyboard, and then quickly fell in love with that and realized I could sing and play at the same time, and that just opened up a whole new world of possibilities.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So you can play all instruments. We're just drawing a picture up here, but you can play quite a few instruments anyway. You could practically write your own song playing your own instruments, nearly, could you?
I was writing. I can't play the saxophone. I tried.
Oh, I like the saxophone. That's my favourite.
I love it. I love it. I've got one in my loft. That I tried for 2 years and quickly realised this was well above my skill level.
Yeah, it's got so much character to it, hasn't it? When I listen to the 80s songs, when they had a bit of saxophone in them, it always sends them off, doesn't it, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. We usually have 3 questions on the podcast, and what we do these 3 questions. You'll be starting to sweat a little bit here.
Okay.
It's nothing bad. But I ask the guests who come on the show, I ask these 3 questions, and it really... it builds everybody's imagination a little bit and trying to find out a little bit more about you. Are you up for that? Three questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
The first one's super easy. When you were a little kid or whatever, or just growing up, who was one of the stars that inspired you, like musical stars?
I can answer this one, and it is quite easy for me, because Michael Ball was a massive influence and inspiration on me from, you know, the original cast of Les Mis, and listening to him every single day in the back of my mum's car.
Mum's to blame for that.
Oh, 100%, including all my other music taste. It's all down to my mum.
Yeah. So that's question number one, right? We've got that one. Question number two. Do you drive, by the way, Tom?
I do drive.
Yeah. The question is, it's all to do with cars, because I love my cars. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But I love cars.
I started getting into them a little bit. It's an expensive hobby.
Yeah, it's an expensive hobby. What is your favourite car, or is a car that you'd love to have maybe later on in life?
Oh, see, if you asked me maybe a year ago, I would have had a really clear answer for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, this one's really stumping me.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the idea of having an electric car, like a Tesla.
Yeah.
Go on then, a Tesla.
Yeah, you're the second second person who said a Tesla, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Sean Smith, who was on the X Factor, I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago. He went for that car as well, but then he slid back to his Mercedes. He said, you can't beat a Merc.
Yeah, actually, I quite like the Audis as well. I've got an Audi at the moment, and I'm absolutely in love with it.
Yeah, they are good cars, aren't they, really? Unfortunately, I can't afford one of those. But no, I always wanted one of these RCZs, a Peugeot, and people, oh, a Peugeot. Ooh. And that's what I luckily... Well, I actually still got it, actually, to be honest with you. And I got it. It was nearly mint. A lady had it. Only had 6,000.
Congratulations.
Well, it's the last one that was produced of the RCZ. So
wow.
I'm just going to stick it in the garage, basically, and go out.
Yeah, and hold on to it.
Yeah, just a little bit of shopping in it. And about 1,000 miles a year.
Yeah.
I hope that it's, you know, but they're not worth anything. I spent a fortune on it. It's dropped in price. Mm. But maybe one day my mechanic tells me, keep hold of it. One day it'll be worse.
One day it'll rock it back up.
And I just hope I'm here to to share that when it arrives, you know. But anyway, that's question number two. Tesla, you're going for there. Question number three. Mm. Now, a lot of people have to think about this one. I don't know about you, Tom, but what's your favourite go-to snack?
My favourite go-to snack.
Say you're on tour, you know, you get a break.
Oh, okay. It's hard again. It's hard. If I'm on the road, it will be something really awful like a pepperami. That is absolutely shocking, and I should not be eating it.
Nothing awful about that. It's right up my street, that pepperami. Yeah, brilliant.
But if I'm on the road, it's a pepperami. But if I was going to grab anything, I absolutely love a Cornish pasty.
Cornish pasty.
Oh, give me a Cornish pasty, any kind, a Ginsters, a homemade one, pasty company, West Pasty Company, whoever. Yeah, I'll have a Cornish pasty.
So British that is, isn't it? It really is, isn't it? Really, when you think about it, British. A Cornish pasty. The last time I've had a Cornish pasty, it must be years ago. I'm going to get one of those now.
Oh, I love them. I was in Cornwall with the Overtones in December. Special guest support last year for the Christmas tour.
Was that great?
It was my first introduction into touring, and they were wonderful and so welcoming, and I learned so much from that tour that I've now implemented into my own.
Yeah.
So I'll be forever grateful to the Overtones for giving me that opportunity.
How did that come about?
One of the members of the Overtones is Jay James, and Jay has become my incredible manager. And so I, through Jay was like, well, let's bring Tom onto the tour and let's see if that works and see what he can learn and see what he can do. And I was very, very lucky to get that opportunity.
Yeah. Well, you're doing so well, aren't you? It's incredible what you've been doing.
Thank you.
We're really looking forward to what's coming up in the future and what you're going to be getting up to. You're going to be appearing all over the place, I've got a feeling.
I really hope so. I hope I get to do this for as long as I possibly can.
Yeah. Just before you go, are you going to be doing any gigs apart from your own this year, do you think?
That would be telling. I sincerely hope so.
Yeah.
There is a couple of conversations that I'm really excited by that I can't reveal just yet, but it's positive.
Okay, it's been great for you taking the time to chat to us as well here at Sand Show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom. It's been great chatting to you. What we'll do, we'll keep in touch, maybe give you a ring maybe this time next year or something, and find out how everything's been developing over this
next 12. I look forward to it.
Okay. We'll send the sponsorship deal through for the car as well.
Please. Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. Okay, Tom, all the very best. Thanks again. And have a great year as well. And enjoy the rest of the gigs that you've got coming up as well.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Cheers, Tom. Bye.
If you loved what you heard, make sure to hit subscribe on this podcast channel to never miss an episode. Stay connected and become part of the Sand Showbiz family by following us on our social media platforms. See you next time.